Okay, we're in a really packed hall in the middle of the Foreign Office to encourage governments from around the world to ratify the first ever arms trade treaty on June the 3rd. We've got less than 3 weeks before ratification opens on the arms trade treaty. So we've just heard from the Minister Alistair Burt and the Foreign Secretary William Hague on how the UK government is going to try and lead that process, try and push us towards a point where 50 governments will sign and we can ratify an arms trade treaty and start to put controls in place. But I'm standing in a corner of a magnificent hall with three students from the University of Portsmouth who have done a lot of work pushing amnesty actions. I'd love to introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit what you've done, how you got involved.
Sure. I think you might be better starting off with the president.
Okay. I'm the current president of our society, and my name is Amanda Orr. I'm really, really happy to be here. We've done quite a lot of things. The best thing I'd say was when we went to Action for Change, because we got this really new inspiration to continue to push this campaign, and we went back home and we did a die-in, and we've just had so much fun with this campaign, and we're really happy to see the success.
Just gonna, you say die-in. You're gonna explain what you mean by die-in. What did you do? What? How did you die?
Well, we basically copied what the Action for Change did. So what we did was that we, at a given moment, we fell down on the pavement, like laying dead, and we were a couple of us. So to see, did we do the showing a dead person as well?
Yes, we did. Actually, it was actually organized by Kashani, yeah, who's our fundraiser, right?
Yes, she's our fundraising executive.
Yeah, she was the one who was in charge of the whole die-in. So we got a group of people. We got one of those huge, what do you call them again? She shouted on top of her voice on a megaphone, attracted the attention of people, and then we fell to the ground. People were shocked. That was the impact we needed. We went around after, handed out leaflets, and people were actually quite interested at what we did. And considering it's Portsmouth University, we were quite impressed with the results we got.
Let's never pretend that student activism is dead, because it's definitely not, and we wouldn't be here now in this amazing space, having pushed the UK government and 153 yeah, other countries to vote for an arms trade treaty without work like you. So what was the one thing that you thought, the one thing that you did that you're most proud of on this campaign?
I think it was probably using social media to spread the message amongst other students, using Twitter, our Facebook page, sort of encouraging other students to actually read about the arms trade treaty, learn what it's about, what it means, the consequences of it, and sort of spread the message, just getting people to retweet your tweets, you know.
We were even regularly retweeted by the Amnesty UK page, which was, I don't know, it was mind-blowing, I'd say. It was amazing.
That's fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for all the work that you've done. I'm so glad you could come here to see this today. At Amnesty UK, we're going to be keeping working. We're going to keep pushing governments to make sure that they do sign and ratify the arms trade treaty. So as always, you can find out more, follow Amnesty UK on Twitter, or you can head to amnesty.org.uk/arms and to see what we're doing next and how you can get involved.